the prime time, bitch!
Welcome, boys and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
To Horny for Horror. This is a podcast dedicated to the greatest film genre of all time.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. And it's hosted by three legit horror heads.
Deal with it.
No
deal
faker.
With it. This show's got everything. Interviews, ghost stories, talking about movies, TV shows, spooky debates, special shocker episodes, and anything else fans of horror would want to hear from
special
three comedians.
Shocker.
Yeah, you're going to get shocked one of these days.
I get shocked every episode we record.
Oh,
I did one time plugging in Christmas lights in the snow, and it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, our wiring is from 1910. And you guys can be a part of this spooky electrical party by reaching out to us at Horny4Horror on Twitter and Instagram.
Horny with the letter, or the number four. I always
number
say
four.
The letter four.
And in case you haven't met us before, I'm Mono.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Betsy.
Woo! Guys, we do talk about some different... Oh, Betsy, you have a point.
I have a really quick thing.
Please.
The last few episodes, I have been ending going, stay horny. And you know what? I'm stealing from one of my favorite podcasts, My Favorite Murder, which is about real life horror murders and stuff. Ugh. They always end with stay sexy, don't get murdered. So I think I've been kind of stealing that. So I won't be saying stay horny. I'll just say keep being horny. Everybody.
But you know what? I think Georgia would like that you were saying.
You think
stay horny.
So? You think they'd like that?
That's... I think she'd love it.
Well, in honor of them, let's stay horny.
There it is. on that horny note, we do talk about something different every week, and this week we're going to talk about haunts.
Ooh, yeah. I love a haunt.
A good haunt is really nice.
It's very nice.
Haunts and have popped up a lot lately.
It's
they've
blowing
become
up.
Really popular. They're blowing up.
They're so big.
We've got Universal doing them. You've got the Six Flags franchise doing it.
Not
Scary Farm.
You have your mom and pops.
You have your mom and pops.
Love a good mom and pop haunt. Mm-hmm.
Set up in a neighborhood.
Yes.
Delusion is a big one here.
Delusion
in
is
Los
gigantic.
Angeles.
It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's fantastic. And the Haunted Hayride,
aww,
which used to be kind of small, is now like a franchise.
They went
thing.
On Shark Tank,
yeah.
Right? Holy shit. They went on Shark Tank.
They went
and
on Shark
now
Tank.
They're blowing up.
And now it's less good.
That. Oh,
man.
Mono said it.
Sorry.
First.
Sorry. So where
shark
should we start? Should we start with like.
Shark Sank.
Should we start with our childhood haunts to just go in some sort of chronological order? Or should we go with.
Yeah, that sounds
like
good.
How you got into them. What was Betsy, what was the first haunt you ever went to?
Well, first few years of my life, I was living in a stinky town called Torrington, Wyoming.
Ew.
Like in the eastern plains of Wyoming.
Torrington.
Ooh, yeah, Torrington, right on the border of Nebraska. And my parents would do a haunt in our basement for neighborhood kids. So I remember I would hang out with my dad and my sisters and my mom, and they'd be building a haunted house that we then got to be a part of. I was so little.
What were your characters? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I just remember hanging out in the basement and it stinking like fucking spray paint.
What?
And just like getting headaches. Hey. And my parents being like, yeah, you should probably get out of here.
It's because they were trying to get some alone time.
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
and who would
spray a bunch of spray paint? The neighborhood kids.
Wow.
Because like we were like the theater family, you know, who was always putting on
that
stuff.
That makes sense.
And everything.
Did they enter from the outside with like a storm cellar, or did they have to walk through the house and go to the basement?
I think through the house and go down into the basement.
Oh.
And then they'd walk through, and it was, you know, essentially that black painter.
Yeah. Painter's plastic.
Painter's plastic with like spray paint and some stuff.
Did they ever accidentally go into your room and go, ah, ooh, a scary bitch lives here?
Okay, Mono.
Did that ever happen?
No. No.
They never said that. How old were you at the time?
They never thought
this. Like, four.
This four-year-old child was a pig.
They never said that, Mono.
Ooh, got you.
Honey, that's... God damn me, but I Feel bad for Santa, but 4-year-old was a little bitch.
A little bitch. That 4-year-old dressed as Frankenstein was just a little bitch.
In her room.
Sitting in your room alone dressed like Frankenstein. That actually would be more terrifying than the basement.
Oh, horrifying. Yeah.
4 is scary.
4 is a terrifying.
Just old enough to talk.
So that was your home haunt. Did you then moved out of, what was it, Torrington?
Yeah.
And then you moved to Breckenridge?
And then I moved to Breckenridge, and there used to be a really awesome tour going through old Breckenridge, like historic Breckenridge. They still have a bunch of the cabins and stuff from when it was like a mining town. And they had a Halloween tour where like spooky stuff would happen and you would learn about it. Like the thing I remember doing this in like elementary school is like doors would close all of a sudden and nobody would be there. It was awesome. And I think that kind of sparked of like, wait, this is so fucking fun.
Yeah. I love that tied to a history too. Yeah. It's like you have a town where a bunch of wild shits happen.
Yeah.
It's like, let's do these scary little vignettes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Where you learn something and don't feel like you're learning anything. That's the best way to learn. More schools got to do that where it's like, haha, you little shitheads, we just taught you something in a fun way. Oh, damn it.
We just taught that little 4-year-old bitch something.
So that was where that, like, those two were kind of the beginning for me of, this is the shit.
Nice. What about you, Mo?
Yeah, I was such a coward as a little kid. I still am, frankly. But
you're calling children bitches.
I'm real quality.
Go after the targets who attack back.
In fact, before I forget, one time I went on a haunted trail with Mark Rennie. This was actually Universal Horror Nights, and subconsciously, when a monster came at us, I subconsciously pushed him toward the monster.
Oh, I gotta say, you've done that to me a bunch.
Yes. Yeah, I want you to die. I want to survive. So I'm a shithead on all haunted trails. And as a kid, I remember turning around on one. I was that kid.
What a little bitch. Now that's a little bitch.
Mon, you get scared in haunts.
I was terrified. There was one near my house, because there was like a lake near my house called Lake Jeanette.
Ew, that's a horrifying lake name.
Yeah, it was scary. And it was like they did a haunted trail right near the water. And it was like,
ew, that's cool.
Scary. Yeah, it was really scary. That's when I turned around on and never saw the end. Because you know what used to get me? It still does, actually. The chainsaw. Ugh. Even if it's just the chainsaw
because
motor.
There's always that thought of like, there's still whatever is sharp on it. Oh, I guess a chain?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
The saw?
When it works, there's a chain on it. But when they do it at the haunts, they take the chain off.
But there's always that thought of like, what if it is somebody who didn't take the chain off?
And I wanted to go. I never went. There was one other near my house that was not near my house, but in North Carolina, that was a true blue ghost town.
Oh.
It was an actual old ghost town, and they would make it a spooky attraction, and I never had the guts to go.
You never did?
No.
Not even as an adult? You haven't gone back?
Let's go back.
We're going to book tickets this year.
Okay. Let's do it. How about you?
I'd be clinging to my ribs.
Yeah, what about you? What's your man?
My hometown, Bakersfield, California. Woop, woop.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, wait. We had something called Scream in the Dark, which was put on by Campus Life, which was a Christian organization for people coming out of drug use, which I didn't put together until later in my life where I was like, it's a bunch of recovering drug addicts dressed in masks and makeup and jumping out at
incredible.
But is that the best place for them?
I think so. I feel like it would trigger.
No.
I mean, yes and no.
That's a hard question.
Yeah. I mean, they're chasing a high. So what better place than scaring a bunch of bitch children?
Yeah.
I remember every year you would see it was coming because they'd put posters up on the poles all over town. And I was the same way where I was terrified as a child, but you had to go.
Yeah.
Because at your school, you had to say that you did scream in the dark. You were brave enough. So every year I would build up courage. We'd go to walk through. I'd be laughing in line like, there's no big thing. The second we walked through the black tarp to go inside, I was like, this can't end fast enough.
Yeah.
And
it
was just like a series of like little one-off rooms that's like different themes in each room.
Yeah.
And I remember like my friends would always be like, dude, I punched a guy in it. I kicked
him. Remember that.
Yeah, I remember those stories.
I remember those.
Like I did.
And I remember, I did.
Yeah. And you're like, well, one, you probably didn't. Two, like, why? Just walk through it, man.
Who cares?
Some guy just got off H and he's trying to play Freddy Krueger. Let him do what he does.
Let
need a punch
do it. Oh my God.
That's
Scream in the Dark. Huh?
Scream in
does
the Dark.
Does it still happen?
I don't know. I need to look it up.
I
but
bet.
Like now that fundraising through haunting has become big, so many people do it for different organizations.
Yeah.
Which is funny because then you have Hell Houses with the churches.
They're doing it for
in
their
Halloween
organization.
Time. They're doing it for theirs. You have the recovering people. You have anything.
I went to one of the best ones in LA that I've ever been to was a fundraiser for this kid who had MS or something. I think it was MS. And it was awesome. And it was just an amateur in the name. It was the Big Worms that we went
oh,
to. Did you
I missed
go?
That one.
Ooh, Mono, you
coward,
missed out.
Yeah.
Everyone tells
coward.
Me. I always miss out.
It was awesome. It was like old Hollywood themed. And it was all amateur, but like people were flying at you and shit.
Nice.
It was incredible.
It was here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, in like Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. And it's so cool, especially knowing like, oh, this is for a good cause.
Yeah.
Too. And just the commitment, because they're all volunteer. It was
that's
awesome.
Cute.
I love that. What
I screamed so much. It was like 4 minutes of pure terror. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Well, you said it was awesome. So what do we look for in a good haunt? When we do a haunt, what are we looking for?
Gosh, yeah, okay. I don't need gore.
Okay.
I don't
need, gore. I don't need that. I'm not excited by more gore. You know which one? I guess this is kind of bringing up one. One of the best scares ever, Zombie Joe's does this thing where they give you a very not working flashlight.
That is so good.
It's so good.
Because it feels like one of those dreams. Have you had those dreams where you swear to God your eyes are open or your flashlight should be working and it's just not?
Yeah.
It's so good and horrifying. And then there are all these like naked people.
Ew.
You see a lot of just weird naked bodies.
Really quick, this is
please.
Zombie Joe is in North Hollywood, and he's got this. It's more, I would say, it's more of like a theater haunt.
Yeah,
so it's like interactive theater, or whatever. And it starts with you walk through like a pitch black maze by flashlight, a tiny, barely working flashlight. And so as you walk through in the dark, whatever you point your beam at is what you see. So there are a lot of things just waiting for you to discover them.
They're also really awesome about like, okay, wait, you guys have to wait.
Yeah.
To give everybody enough time to go through so that they're scared. Because that's a big thing that drives me nuts.
At like it's Universal.
Just like, hey, let's get 50 people in. So
yeah.
I see the jumps and scares happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Big Worms, I think that's what it's called, they did the same thing where they're like, trust us, let's hold off. We're going to wait for you guys.
That's
and
awesome.
It was so fun. It's so much more fun going through something with like just your friends rather than like people behind you.
Yeah.
Just like,
at Universal.
Like in front of you.
I couldn't agree more. And I think if Universal offered, do it an extra week where for a little bit more money, you go through with just your party.
Yeah.
I would gladly pay that.
That
increase just to be with just me and my friends to where everything's timed for us.
Ooh.
We're not seeing, like, I'm not having to watch the like insidious monster walk awkwardly back into his little hole. It's like, no, I would be scared every time.
I went to one in New Orleans in an actual mortuary in New Orleans. Like, it's on a bunch of the list.
Oh, yeah.
It was really fun, but we got paired up. I think they were doing it in like blocks of 10 people, which is fine if it's your friends, but it was like, I think there was 5 of us and then like 5 teenagers who were all so loud and kept shoving us and like trying to be like, move faster. Mm-hmm. And it really took the fun out. However, there was like a Dracula who told one of our friends that he has a swimmer's body. And that was very funny. Matt Cohen, Dracula is like, ooh, you have a swimmer's body. And we're like, all right.
That's so
Cohen. Isn't that funny?
What a weird, fun, strange thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to suck your bod.
But yeah, so like being able to go through.
Yeah.
Is just,
so that's a thing you look for in a haunt.
That's the thing.
Is what else?
I also look for commitment.
Oh, yeah.
That is gigantic. And I gotta
huge
say,
one.
Like, Zombie Joe's holy shit, the commitment is insane.
And you're talking about both the Haunted Trail and the spooky bit show
Yes.
To finish explaining, half is that the spooky maze that you walk through, and then you get into a tiny theater that you sit very close.
We have all done improv shows at years ago.
Which adds a layer of fear to it that I can't even explain.
Remember all those scenes that nobody laughed at?
Only students are in the audience.
Our mouths may be smiling, but my eyes are not. So you go into a tiny, tiny theater. You're very close, and they do a series of vignettes, lights up, lights down, dialogue-free vignettes of horror that are amazing. It's anything from contortion, where someone like walks upside down and twitches weird.
To creepy twin scenes.
To like a guy cutting his dick off.
Yeah, that dude cutting his dick off. One is just like a lady giving birth, right? Yeah. And then
it's a little devil baby.
And then it's like a devil baby or something like
that. And the little devil baby validates your parking. It's awesome. So when you get to the back room, you're saying commitment from the actor.
Oh, commitment.
Yeah, commitment. And just even in like the mazes, I love seeing like when people are playing zombies and they're just so into it, you know? And you just want to be like, dude, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Just some dude just shaking and crying.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's doing it for 6 hours straight. Where it's just.
Yeah.
Because I went to one. I can't even remember which one it was. I feel it was like an amateur one in Burbank where I was walking through and this one dude in like full like murder makeup was just sipping on a Sprite. And I turned the corner and he's like, just as he's slowly drinking a Sprite, and I lost my mind.
That's
like, hey man,
so funny.
Try a little bit harder.
Yeah,
at least spit that Sprite in my face, man.
Woo. That actually reminds me of seeing some fucking kid drinking a Sprite. Reminds me of my worst haunt experience. Like,
what is it?
I was on tour with Adult Swim. I do like some hosting for them, so they flew me out to Tempe, Arizona. But they realized that they had forgot to tell me that show was canceled. But I already got on the flight, so I flew to Tempe, got there, drove to the lot where the show is supposed to be. No one's there, and I found a security guard. I was like, "Where's the show for tonight?" And he goes, "No, it got canceled because of rain." So anyway, enjoy your night off in Tempe. Pouring rain. I get online to find out what's going on, and while on the road, because it was during the month of October, I did all local haunts across the country. So I found one in Tempe that had like a lot of budget behind it.
Yes.
It was like they heavily advertised. It's gonna be amazing. Pouring rain, soaked.
Ooh,
don't have an umbrella.
Spooky.
Get out and get in line, and I'm waiting in line, and I'm so wet that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get the VIP pass. It's like $100, and it comes with like front of line access to the mazes, your own guide who walks you to the front and like tells you like where to go and shows you what to do.
Great.
And they walk you around to make sure you don't have any troubles. Great. So I get the pass. This teen girl, she could have been older than 18, walks me to the front of a maze. The guy running goes, no, it's closed. They're on their break. And I went, okay, what? How is that? Like, how do you shut a whole maze down for a break? So I go into a different one, and it's garbage. Everyone in there is a teenager with shitty makeup. All of them are talking to each other. No one's actively trying to scare you. They're just letting you walk through because it's in an old factory. So they're like old factory machines and stuff.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be scary while two kids talk.
Oh my God.
That's a nightmare.
Got to a point where I turned a corner and a kid was eating a fucking sandwich.
I mean, real quick.
Yeah.
A haunted house where it's just a bunch of teens acting like teens, that scares the
shit out of me.
Like, and I cross the street when I see teens.
And let me ask you this.
I'm terrified they're going to make fucking fun of me.
Yeah.
I know.
I hate teens, too. They
scare
me.
I immediately
lose status in front of teens.
Oh, yeah.
And let me ask you this. Was the sandwich scary? Was
terrifying.
It like ketchup and mayo?
Ew, that's a horrifying sandwich.
It might have just been white bread and Miracle Whip.
Very scary.
I'm scared.
I turned another corner and someone did jump out at us, but there was a girl that was like sandwiched. Sandwich came up again.
Sandwich
out in front of me because they pushed so many people through at once.
Oh,
she
God.
Jumped out mid saying boo, saw her friend and went, oh my God, what's up? And hugged her, and they talked about their finals.
That's so funny.
You paid a condo for
you, $100.
Did you get your money back?
Well,
or keep going.
I leave this room. My guide is gone. She took off. She
of course,
me.
Man.
So I walked on my own to another maze that gives you airsoft guns to shoot zombies in the maze. And I was like,
that's fun.
I'm going to light up a bunch of people from Arizona and then get out of here. That'll be my money's worth.
Yeah.
Lighting up these heads in this zombie maze. So I go into the room where you check in for your gun and they overpack the room.
Oh,
they have us all shoved in there like sardines.
Horrifying.
Very
Maybe
scary.
This is all just a big
Very
social
scary.
Yeah.
This fucking
was three flights
house.
Up.
Ew.
And we're all crammed into a room so tight you can't move. They're screaming at us to be quiet.
Oh,
they're trying to communicate.
No.
They're trying to figure out how to give us guns. And I see two of the employees' team point at the ceiling. And I look up and the ceiling is starting to bow in.
No.
From the rain?
Yeah. But it's coming in heavy. You could see the ceiling at some point is going to explode.
No fucking way.
They're pointing at the ceiling and whispering. And one of them looks nervous.
There's a bunch of teens. Oh, what do we do? Should we tweet about it?
Yeah, they made a bunch of vines.
Yeah.
So then what?
I see one of them get on the walkie-talkie and is like, what do we do? This is going to go down soon. Like, we need to have a plan. What do we do? And more people are surging in. And I'm being like pushed like at a concert where like I'm raising up because there's so many people in there. It's like starting to lift me. And I push through them to a team, grab them by the shirt. And I go, get me out of here right now.
Yeah.
I was like, before this ceiling falls, you need to get me out of here now.
Oh,
and he goes, well, we can't really let you go through the maze. Cause I was like, I'm not saying the maze.
Just
I'm saying, get me
out
of here. And he goes, fine. He looks at another guy, goes, this guy's freaking out. I'm going to take him through the employee area.
Yeah.
So I walk through the employee area. I got to see all the zombies resetting themselves.
Yeah.
And they took me out and they go, there. I found the guy who owned it and was livid. It was like, listen, man, I bought this ticket for a hundo, had this teen that's supposed to walk me around. She bailed. And then I went into this airsoft place and the roof was going to collapse. And he goes, the roof was collapsing? And I go, yeah, you don't know? And he goes, no. And he gets on the radio and starts radioing that room. No one is answering.
Oh,
no one is picking up. And he, over the walkie-talkie, he changed it to, like, the all station. You know, everyone's on this channel. It's, like, the open channel. And he goes, whoever's working this room, get the fuck on your radio now. Get everyone out of that room and get down here now.
Was it, like, a metal ceiling? What was it? Is it paper? Like
wooden plaster tent? Wooden
plaster,
but more than just, like, when, like, the plaster bubbles.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like beams were coming down.
It was pushing
against it.
Did it collapse?
Not while I was there.
Okay.
But he told everyone to get over there. And then he apologized to me. They gave me a refund.
Good.
And he, in front of me, goes, you wait here. I'm going to talk to that girl. And I go, I got to get out.
Yeah,
and he goes, no, you stay here. And he brought her over. And he goes, did you abandon him? And pointed at me. And she's like, I'm sorry. He goes, you fucked up. You need to apologize.
No.
You need to tell. And started screaming. And she started to cry.
Oh, no.
That just made the night worse. Where I was like,
yeah,
well,
that's awful.
A ceiling
did
almost
you get
fell
your
on
money
me.
Back?
I did.
That's good.
But then I wadded up and threw it in the ground because I was like, money doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay. That's
don't you
scary.
Pick it up.
So that's
scary.
The time a roof almost collapsed on me.
Oh, man. I don't know if mine's that bad. Actually, I know it's not, but I do have
a very
distinct memory of I think we were all there at this, at the Haunted Hayride. No.
The Haunted Hayride in Griffith Park,
we
Los
were
Angeles.
All at the Haunted Hayride in Griffith Park, Los Angeles. We were in one of the mazes.
Yes.
And we had seen them throughout the night, but there was a weird couple that ostensibly seemed to be a gentleman and maybe a female caller.
I remember.
A woman of the night.
Was it last year?
Yeah, it was the most recent one. It was so crazy. And, like, I remember them being very weird of, like, they just don't look like a real couple. They just don't. And I remember one time in the maze, she was legitimately on drugs.
Yes, I remember. Because I didn't go through the maze with you. Like, I was ahead of you.
Yeah.
I remember them in line and being like, oh, she's fucked up.
Yeah, she was fucked up.
You and I went through together, Mono.
Yes, and at one point, they were in a corner that we were just trying to get through this maze. They were in a corner. She was disoriented, saying, where am I? What's going on?
Oh, no.
And he was undressing her or trying to like do stuff to her.
Yeah.
I don't know what the stuff was, but you know what I mean? It's something of that. And it was like, what the fuck is happening?
And she jumped on top of him.
Yes.
And her pants were pulled down. So we start walking through the maze a little further. We run into them again somehow because it's like a dead end type maze where like if you hit a dead end, you have to double back.
Yeah.
So when we double back on them, she was straddling me, he was holding her, but she fell and smacked her head against the ground.
I did go through with you, but we got split up because I remember seeing them on the ground and I started, I was like, they're fucking.
Yeah.
These people are fucking.
So a weird, creepy man who had probably given this woman, working woman, some fucked up drugs are trying to have sex in this maze while we're trying to get through it. It was awful.
And it was like a steamy hot maze, right? Like,
yeah.
It was the one where it's like a lot, like where the clown one was at one point. So, yeah. Like a hot, steamy maze.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to see
stuff.
Pitch
black. Lots of tarp.
They won't let go of that, the puffy walls scare.
I always start to have a little bit of a panic attack.
It does nothing for me.
Let's bring that up. That's one thing that's weird in Haunts is whenever they have the puffy walls, this monocles, and where they like inflate walls and you have to squeeze through it like you're coming out.
But you're saying it's scary, B.
What? Butt cheek?
Big old butt cheek.
It's a big old butt.
Two big old butt cheeks.
How is that scary?
It doesn't get me at all.
People claustrophobic or just like I think mostly for like claustrophobic of like oh my god I have to push through this shit.
Yeah.
I don't even think I'm crazy claustrophobic, but it is enough for me to start panicking.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I told you guys I've recently developed claustrophobia and it mainly irritates me because I think about how dirty it is. Like having to touch it and it sliding against my face.
Oh, that freaks me out too. After Haunts and stuff, I usually have to shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, because a lot of things I have.
Because you end up smelling like liquid smoke too, which is like,
you smell like garbage.
So speaking of smelling like things, I feel like that's something that there have been these haunts where you just walk through a spooky maze, someone jumps out and says boo. But what's happening now, because we always have to be more extreme, is we're getting like interactive extreme haunts.
Yes.
Which are insane. Sorry, Drew Tarver just walked out to the back door and he looks insane.
Yeah, Drew, you want to come talk about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you both were there. Okay, chiming in.
Blackout?
You two coming in hot. We're talking about Blackout. So interactive live theaters, and I did one here in LA.
Interactive wife beaters.
Interactive
wife
beaters.
Yeah, special guest Ryan Meharry.
Oh yeah, we have some guests now, Drew Tarver and Ryan Meharry.
Hello.
Who have been to some of these interactive haunts.
I have. You guys both did Blackout with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Get Out. Yes, Blackout.
I guess that is an interactive haunt
Blackout. Yes.
Called a movie.
Yes.
So it started with they pushed us into a pitch black room for like 5 minutes straight. Do you guys remember that?
I think was the scariest part. And I think part of it was like the whole buildup, like going in when they first pull you in.
Because they initially like you see people getting like thrown out of it with one shoe on and just insanely
like
just dazed. And they kind of like shuffle over and get their shoe, and then they give you a long spiel about like
so a lot of sick? Shoe based scares.
Shoe, I mean, you know me, I hate having
they
one
scare
shoe
the shoes
on.
Off.
They scare the shoes off you. Yeah, but then they give you like a lot of like what were they saying? Like, are you sick?
Well, yeah. So like,
do you have a heart condition?
To, like, get in line like one at a time. Like they. You stand like in a little square, and then you move up to the next square when the next person goes in, and then finally when you get in, they like grab you and they pull you in, and they like shine a flashlight in your face, and they go, "Do you have post-traumatic stress disorder? Do you are you prone to seizures?"
I don't know.
They're saying it too fast, and like if you did,
if you
wouldn't be able to answer.
They're
like, you better be okay. You've come too far.
Yeah, and then they like put a surgical mask on you, and then they said, "Run down that run that way as fast as you can, and then stop, go, and then you just like." Run in the dark.
Did you run?
Yeah.
You did? Because it's completely pitch black.
Pitch black.
I ran like maybe like 15 feet.
Okay. I just creeped as slow as I could because I couldn't see anything. And did they put goggles on you?
Yeah, they put the goggles on you.
So like you're in this.
Are they like blacked out goggles?
Yeah. Well, you just sit
like,
there
fogged
for
a little bit.
4 minutes in the pitch black. No one's touching you. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
You can't. And it's just the anticipation. You're just like shaking.
I would
sitting there.
That's like the equivalent of like a babysitter being like, we're doing hide and seek. I'm deaf definitely coming.
Yeah.
And then they run around you.
Like 30 seconds, you would feel like what felt like a wet paintbrush like hit you in the face. And you'd be like, ah, but one, nothing like, would be there.
Did like a weird tap me really hard on the throat. Like hit me on the throat.
They hit me in the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
And
no.
then did they come up to you guys? I can't believe we haven't like really shared stories. We always just like quiet after. Like,
yeah. When, like, for, you know, been, when 4 years. Yeah. Just
our ride
silence.
Home was dead silent.
Yeah. But did they come up to you? Like, they came up to me, and like as they were getting closer to me, they kind of like made their presence known and went shh 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 shh, and then grabbed my shoulders, and they were like, "It's okay, it's okay." And then they put the goggles on me, and then they were like, could see, it was like kind of taking your vision away, but you could see little figures.
Ew.
The light started.
It's like, yeah, that's like a bad dream.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
Do you remember the part where
you had to like, dig through the toilet?
Yeah, that part was funny for me because you had to like dig through this toilet to find a key.
Yeah.
And it was like in there with like a bunch of like dirt and like other like
fake shit.
Yeah, like fake shit.
Yeah.
And there was like a guy watching you, and I couldn't find it. So I just like kept looking up at him and shrugging, being like, I don't know. And then he's like, it's in there. It's in there.
Yeah.
And then finally he had to dig through the toilet to get it because I couldn't find it. And we were like running out
that's
of time.
That's so that funny. You know, in the room where they're making you watch the pig dissection and they're like, that weirdo's trying to feed you the soup.
Yeah.
So
yeah, how could I forget?
In that room, which is like right after the first room or pretty close to it.
Yeah.
Like the guy comes up in like that like big rubber. Like
looks like dressed like a little baby. Or
yeah.
Something.
Like, and he comes up to you and he's trying to feed me. There's like a bunch of to-go spoons all over the floor, and he's trying to feed you some type of liquid out of a bowl, and he's like, and going up to you, and I'm like, no, I like don't want it. And then he kept doing it, and then eventually he was like, you got to eat this before you get to go. And I was like, oh, okay.
Thanks,
and
all right.
It was like, it was
I
just
love
like
that,
butter.
Them giving up and just like, I'll find the key.
Yeah.
Just eat, please eat
they
this. Just,
they dropped it so fast.
The craziest part was for me was you go into this one room and it's like two after the pig dissection and you've just been like fake raped on top of a pile of what looks like used condoms.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like a woman has like a wild orgasm, like kind of like humping you.
And then
she shoves you out of the room. And then there's a bed way across, like way across the room. And there's a guy on the bed, like fucking what looks like a dead body. And he looks at you and goes, huh? And like sees you come in. And then he like creeps over to you. And he's butt naked, and it's so funny.
Like dick out?
Yeah, like dick out.
Whoa,
but it's very
maybe
funny.
I should get a ticket.
He had a little mustache. He looked like the lead singer of Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, and he was totally soft. Yeah. Like
it was the lead
matter,
singer of Panic at the Disco, I'm pretty sure.
It kind
made
of
him less
me
cool.
Out of it.
A
yeah, a little
bit.
Less cool that he wasn't full hard. But then he brings you over to the bed. He's like pulls you over and then puts you on top of this woman who is dead and is like he's like fucker and I'm like huh, and then she wakes up before you obviously can and goes help me and then you're shoved out of the room. Like that was probably the craziest room.
Well, and the right before that is where a guy puts you in a corner and makes you like do jumping jacks for a second and then puts like a plastic bag over your head.
Yes.
Horrifying.
Yeah, and ties your hands behind your back and with a belt.
See? No.
Wait, how do you go ahead. How how do you get out of it if you don't want to
There's
be
a
in
say
it?
There, I mean you could There's say like safe word. I don't remember.
You're supposed to say daddy don't like this no more.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and you're supposed to say it like really sassy.
Yes, if you don't they won't stop.
Yeah, they won't.
Is this a good opportunity to naturally transition into delusion, which is also interactive?
Yeah.
But it's like if this is the Rob Zombie film version, it's like the Spielberg or Guillermo del Toro version that's like, this is scary, but...
Right. Wait, which one is Delusion?
Delusion's the one we did in the house here in L.A.
You go in a house.
You've done it a few times. You had to bathe that lady.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Okay. The haunted play. Yes,
tuck you in a bed and read you a creepy story.
Yes.
For the most part, it's pretty innocuous, but one year, me and Drew had a sponge bath a large naked woman to get a key out of her vagina.
And she said, make me come to give her the key.
It was one of the funniest weirdest things I've ever seen in my life.
You got to watch me through a bathroom like window.
Yeah, me and Jess
bathe
were
this lady
screaming, laughing, watching.
And she
you
was
bathe
going like, like a real naked woman.
Yeah,
like obviously.
Yeah.
I got to tell you this. There are very few things in my life that have felt as weird as when I was sponge bathing this large naked woman, and I turned around and saw my friend Ryan Stanger smiling and nodding at me. Horrible moment.
Smiling and nodding.
They've had some scares that are like movie quality, like when you had to like hide under a bed.
That table.
And the table with the big feet was so good. We were hiding under a huge dining room table, and then like this guy in stilts came and like a giant.
Like, looked
like a giant
coming down.
But he had shoes. Like it wasn't just stilts. It was like
I
big
remember,
shoes.
Drew, you kept just pulling me back and holding me in rooms.
I do like
we gotta get out. There's a dude crawling out of the bed.
I do like to go with you and push you towards the scare.
I've fallen in through doors and stuff because of Drew.
Since Drew is now here on this episode, earlier we talked about Universal Horror Nights, and the funniest thing I've ever seen in a maze was the Walking Dead maze where Drew shoved Betsy so hard she flew horizontally through a door. Walking Dead experience, and a guy screamed at her, "Hey, get out of here."
I mean, we're usually pretty rowdy and drunk, and it just, I thought the door was like pretty solid and she would just bounce off.
That's why
I thought when I shoved this lady, I thought when I shoved my friend.
This lady. No, I like this lady.
This lady. I do call you this lady most of the time.
We talked about the three of us did Black out together, which was extreme but also kind of like dorky.
So
like,
funny.
Would you guys do an extreme one?
Like that McDonald's
like
and
McMahoney Manor in San Diego?
Yeah, let's talk about that. What's that one?
Well, it's
that's
one
the craziest
it's
one.
Between 4 to 7 hours long.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh,
no. They bound you, gag you, dunk you in fake or real blood. Like animal blood.
Yuck.
And then they lock you up and make you eat rotten eggs in a snake cage.
Yeah, they'll like put your head.
No.
And they'll like put you like in a freezer for an hour.
Yeah.
Or something.
No. You're sitting in a freezer.
No. Absolutely
no.
not. No way.
That doesn't sound fun.
No.
It's
rotten
torture.
Eggs.
And like, I think you're not allowed to quit.
Yeah. No.
And
yeah. You're paying top dollar to go to worse than prison.
I can't like,
hey, give me $200 and I'll make you fucking eat bad eggs. Eggs.
Yeah, no way.
That's so
dumb. I was almost in until the eggs. Like whatever. Like gagged. I think is a lot, obviously. But
could you do like 4 to 7 hours?
I doubt it. I could do 4 to 7 hours of blackout. I think like
I think
that type
that.
Of.
I don't think I could do 4 to 7 hours.
For it's so long. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't want to do.
That sucks. I hate this. This reminds me of another one that like really sucks. I don't know if they are continuing to do it, but like the Great Scare Out. It's like a
Great Horror Camp Out.
Camp Out. Yes. Yeah, that one sucks.
Also known as the Scare Out.
Scared Out is like one where basically you go camping and they're allowed to scare you all night long.
I
want to do that.
That sounds pretty funny.
Katie Dipple got like locked in a car trunk for like an hour and a half or something. While like Trisha and Eugene were trying to figure out how to open it.
That's good. Was it you, Adam, who was telling me that the new blackout is you just go to an office and give them your house key?
I know about this.
I've heard about this
one. And they are allowed to scare you at any time.
No. And like for a few days.
I know about that.
I think for a few days, but there's like a whole month where they're allowed to scare you.
I know
Drew,
about this.
Please do it.
Yeah.
What is this? I would never do that.
I mean, like this one, like they're trying to be like super secretive about, and you're not allowed to, if you've done it, like post about it. But I read a couple of things that, like you give them the keys to your house.
Oh, no.
It must have been you who was telling me about it.
Yeah. And it starts where you'll get like a phone call at like 3:30 in the morning.
I'm already out.
But then like you would just like come home from work and there'd be someone in your house.
Some little nerd in your house.
So, but like how can they
eject off in your food?
Isn't that scary?
But it's gotta be people who are homeowner. Like you can't do this with personal my roommates, you'll get shot. Like the people will somebody will shoot you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of things you've got to like sign and everything.
I can't be real.
I mean, I've got a wife and an 8-year-old.
And you're so, you've been signed up for a while.
But it's been going on for a while.
And they're confused as to why it keeps happening.
Yeah, and I've just been staying at a hotel.
Oh my god.
While they harass my wife and daughter.
You've been at the W Hotel for 2 months.
Just chilling, partying.
Just partying.
And the 8-year-old is at 24-hour therapy. Yes. So it's just your wife
she's
there.
She got locked up in a loony bin.
Yeah. I call it 24-hour therapy, but it is locked officially up. A loony
bin. It's a classic loony bin. Yeah.
It's a classic scare out at the loony bin.
Scare out at the loony bin.
Is she getting moved to the nut house or staying at the loony bin?
She wishes.
Nut house is the most insensitive thing you could say to someone whose family has been affected by this.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but your wife is locked in the nut house. All right. I think we're good on this one. We're at our time, so we got to go. Thank you to Ryan Meharry and Drew Tarver for jumping in.
Yeah, jumping in. Talk about Blackout.
Happy to help.
What's your best local haunt or your worst haunt experience? We want to hear about it. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Horny4 horror.
Yeah, we'll fly there.
We will fly there.
We'll have
Drew Tarver do it and do a review. I'm Adam.
I'm Betsy.
I'm Mono.
Later. Stay horny. Stay in honor of my favorite murder. Hey, stay horny.